Zog de Gemara daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. The Romi de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, the Romi de Shlokish ad Shlokish. We just finished saying in the previous Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you have four poles in the field, like chuppah poles, and you take a zmari, you take a vine, and you go and wrap it around it, that it becomes a tzuras haPesach. So Rabbi Yochanan says that when it comes to kelayim, it's considered a tzuras haPesach, a lot of plant inside these poles and right outside of it, because it's a tzuras haPesach that separates. But when it comes to Shabbos, one is not allowed to carry inside these poles, and it's not considered a proper tzuras haPesach like a Rishus HaYochid. And the Gemara said, if we're talking about Minat Sad, it can't be talking about that it's not a proper tzuras haPesach, because if it's Minat Sad, then stam it's garnished. Then Rish Lakish, that argues, wouldn't say that it's mutter for Shabbos too. Elamites regular al gabon. The machlokes is that it's talking about 10, meaning it's 10 tefachim in between. Now, if it's 10, it doesn't make sense. And why would Rabbi Yochanan say that it's no good for Shabbos? Elalav is talking about more than 10. So we see more than 10, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. That was the Gemara's Hamin that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for Yosem Eser. So the Gemara's Matchis says, no, Lo'olam is talking about 10, and it's talking about Minatzad, and the machlokes gufa is in Rav Chisda itself. That Rish Lakish doesn't hold Rav Chisda, Minatzad is possible, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Rav Chisda. But when did Rav Chisda say it? By Shabbos and not by Kelayim. That was the last Gemara. So we have now a stirin Rabbi Yochanan and a stirin Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan before said that Kelayim, it's mutter is Tzuras HaPesach, and Shabbos it's Osa. And Rish Lakish says, the same way it's mutter for Kelayim, it's mutter for Shabbos. Fragt die Gemara, warum ist Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, warum ist Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish? Der Omer Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Beb Chanina. Darf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. If you have a kli azmeira, you have braided vines that you place over a kundus, between kundesim, between these poles. And this serves as a tzuras haPesach. So this tzuras haPesach, when it comes to kelayim, it's mutter. We're assuming now this is Rish Lakish Shita, that it's mutter for kelayim. Avaloy l'Shabbos. But not for Shabbos. So L'choy to see in Rish Lakish. Before Rish Lakish says Tzuras HaPesach serves as a proper separation for Kelayim and for Shabbos. And here we're saying Kelayim only and not Shabbos. And likewise, it's a see in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, K'mechitzes l'Shabbos, deloy, kach mechitzes l'Kelayim, deloy. Before we said Rabbi Yochanan said, for Kelayim it works, and for Shabbos not. And here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that just like by Shabbos it doesn't work, so to Kelayim not. So each Manda Omar, each Shita is going down one Madrega. Before Rish Lakish said, Kelayim and Shabbos both work, this Tzuras HaPesach. And now we're saying, Kelayim yes, Shabbos not, in Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan before said, Kelayim yes, Shabbos not. Now we're saying that just like Shabbos not, Kelayim not either. Zog the Gemara as follows. Bishlam and Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, like Kasher. I can differentiate. Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbe. Meaning, the Braisa, the second one that says, is B'Shem Rabbe. The Gemara says, the Omer Rish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda B'Pchanina. So B'Shem Rabbi, he taka differentiates, he says only L'Gabi Kelayim, it's a Tzuras HaPesach, but not for Shabbos. So the Rabbi taka, he holds for Shabbos not. But he himself holds that even for Shabbos it's good. So you can at least be Mechalik. Ela the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan not saying it B'Shem Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yochanan himself saying it. So L'Choy Tzastira, Zog the Mogi, Iyamid Bishlam Hosam al Gabon, Hochemin Atzad. Bishlam, if you say that Omer Aleph, the first Brice is talking about that it's al Gabon, and that's why it's good for Kelayim. Mashengen over here, it's al Min Atzad, and that's why it's neither for Shabbos nor for Kelayim. So Shapir, then you have a good Teretz. Eli Amit Idivid Min Atzad. But if you're going to learn that both are talking about Min Atzad, so Michael and Meymar, if it's Min Atzad, so then why on Omer Aleph should it be good for Kelayim? Elamai, it's Al-Gabon. Then why over here in Omid Beis do we say that it's no good for Shabbos? Answer the Gemara. Lo'oilom idividi min atzad. Hosam be'eser, hocha be'yoysam be'eser. It depends. The Gemara in Omid Aleph is talking about exactly 10. And if it's exactly 10, so we're taka meiko legabi kelayim. And it's a proper Tzuras HaPesach that you can plant. And it's of kelayim. Masha Einkein over here in Omid Beis, we're talking about yoysam be'eser. So then the Tzuras HaPesach does not work by Yosem in the Eser. And Tzuras HaPesach, Yosem in the Eser wouldn't work neither for Shabbos and not for Kelayim either. But Lo'olam, we talk about that they're both Minatzad. Lo'olam Idivin Minatzad. So there's no raya to the original Gemara. They want to bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Tzuras HaPesach, Yosem in the Eser doesn't work. That's only by a proper Tzuras HaPesach. That's Al Gabon. That's where Rav says that Tzuras HaPesach Yosem Esed doesn't work. And we wanted to attempt to say Rabbi Yochanan holds like that too. Now we're saying there's no Rai from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan over here is talking about Minatzad. Minatzad by Yosem Esed, it doesn't work. Legabe Shabbos. And yes, the Kalayim. But it doesn't mean that a regular Tzuras HaPesach Al Gabon wouldn't work by Yosem Esed. Now, in this Hamin of this Gemara, the Gemara wanted to say that Iyamet Bishlomo Hosem Al Gabon Hochem Minatzad. Then Shaper. Over here, Takumi attempted to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, meaning, Bishleim HaHosam Al Gabon on Omed Aleph, the reason why it works for Kilayim and not for Shabbos, because it's Al Gabon, so that's why it doesn't work for Shabbos. Why? Because Al Gabon, by Yosem Esser, he holds like Rav, that it doesn't work. So it's the best, it doesn't work for Yosem Esser. But Gabi Kilayim is more Mekel. That's what Rashi says. Iyamet Bishlomo Kamais Al Gabon Shemochi Shori Linyan Kilayim Uvi Yosem Esser. Dibe Esser Lamotzel Meimar. By Esser, he wouldn't say that it's Osser. Avaloy LeShabbos. He won't be able to say that Shabbos not if it's Esser. Val Kochoch, it's Yosem Esser and it's Al Gabon and it doesn't work. Al Kochoch Gav Svirale Shapir. So in the how many wanted to say Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav. On this, the Gemara is Gufa Matra. That says no. The Gemara says no. La'olam, idivina minatzad. It doesn't shed any light in Rav's shita because Rav is talking about a regular tzuras pesach al gabon. La'olam, both are minatzad. Just differentiating between minatzad be'esa and yosem esa. So on Omer Aleph, by kilayim, minatzad works by esa, but Shabbos not. And in Omer Beis, we're talking about yosem esa. So that's why even for kilayim it doesn't work. But la'olam, it's minatzad. Zog de Gemara, Meno Temra, de Shanelem ben Esser le Yosem Esser. Where do we find such a precedent to be mechalik by Kilayim between 10 and more than 10 if it's Minatzad? Zog de Gemara, de Omel Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish, loik achoya maise sholach Rabbi Shua etzer Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri lil Metera, afa bisha boki bilchus Kilayim umotzi Yosha ben Ilonois. He was a boki and he was sitting amongst the trees, umotach zmoira and he took a zmoira, a vine, mi'ilon li'ilon to create a tzuras HaPesach. V'omel le Rabbi, Ikfanim kan. If you plant grapes over here, maul zroya kan. What about planting zroyim over here? Is that a problem with kilayim? Omaloy, it depends. Be'eser, if it's 10, then it's mutter. Be'yosim eser, it's also. So we differentiate between 10 and more than 10. So what is the difference? By 10, it's a proper to a special, by more than 10, not. Now what are we talking about? B'mayas kinon. Ilem al gabon. If it's mamash regular to a special al gabon. So Yosem Esa also? Why should it not be a Tzuras HaPesach Yosem Esa? For Tanya, it says clearly in the Braisa, Hoysham Kanim Hadruknin, for Oslem Peya Milmalo. If you have those Kanim Hadruknim, which are pointy pegs that go into the ground, for Oslem Peya Milmalo, and you make a Peya, a braided vine that serves as a Tzuras HaPesach on top of it. Afilo be Yosem Esa Mutter. So we see clearly that Yosem Esa is Mutter. So you can't be mechalek between Yosem Esser and less than Esser if it's al gabon. Elalav, we're talking about minatzad. The komalei be'esser muta Yosem Esser also shema mino. So clearly minatzad he differentiates by kilayim between Esser and Yosem Esser, and that's pshat in the two Rabbi Yochanan. On Omer Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan allows kilayim because it's loyel mitzvah minatzad, but it's talking about Esser. And Ramad Beis, he says, for Kalayim, not either, is talking about Yosem Esser. Shema Mino, that we find such a precedent that he's Mechalik Minatzad between Esser and Yosem Esser, Linyan Kalayim. Zog de Mor Gufam Rav Chizda Tzuras HaPesach Shosem Minatzad. If it's Tzuras HaPesach, the Koyr Al Gabayin, Tzuras HaPesach is a Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, the Koyr Al Gabayin. If the Koyr Al Gabayin is not Al Gabon Mamish, but it's rather Minatzad, Loi Osov Loi Klum, is Gornish Keton, it's not called the Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rosh explains the reason is because what is a regular Pesach? Tzuras HaPesach is supposed to be a Pesach. A Pesach, the mashkev, is on top. It's not on the side. So if that's the derech of a mashkev, so mele Tzuras HaPesach is only when it's al gabon. And that's what we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzamach Beis, Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is not a Tzuras HaPesach. Now the Ritva says, a chiddush, that even if, let's say, you tie it on the top, all the way in the top, but it's on the side, but it appears to be on the top, and you don't see that the corner continues any further than where you're tying it, the string that you have, and it seems like it's on the top. You don't see the corner continuing, but really it's minatzad. So he says that's why to consider minatzad and it's possible. The Taz, the Mishbura brings this ritva la halacha. It has to be on top mamish. That's when we place a string on top of the tulachaim. We have a little nail sticking out to make sure that it's on top. We put it around a screw so we know that it's on top. It's not at all on the side. Now the Taz, on the other hand, argues on this ritva, and he says that if you don't see the kana continuing, even though it might be on a tzad, theoretically it might be on the tzad, that's not considered the psul of Tzuras HaPesach min HaTzad, which is a chiddush, which might say we don't go like la'alocha. Now the whole Tzuras HaPesach, when the telegraph, it's called in the poskim, going back 100, 200 years ago, when the first phone lines came out, so it looked like a lechi mikan velechi mikan v'karel gabein, so there's a big discussion in the poskim, the Avnei Nezer and the Masham, if you can rely on this, is it considered a problem of Tzuras HaPesach min HaTzad? And there's a chiddush that the Shoyle Meshiv wants to say, which is not lahalochad, all the poskim, Avnei Nezer, they all discuss this and they say it can't be musaymich on this. He says that since it wasn't made for Tzuras HaPesach, it was rather made for a telephone pole. It was meant to be menatzad that doesn't have the chisorin of Tzuras HaPesach menatzad. Tzuras HaPesach menatzad is when you're supposed to make it lamalo and it made it on the side, then it's chisorin of Tzuras HaPesach menatzad. But the telegraph lines, the phone lines, the electric wiring, which is meant to be on the side, he says that's not a chisorin min hatzad. La halacha, we're not saying on that. But Kaponim, that's a big shaila in the Masham and the Teres Chesed, the Lublina. They all discuss the telephone wires that came out 150 years ago. Now, what you could be saying on is you use the telephone wire as the koira, but below that you make good asik, you make a pole of 10 tefachim, so it's exactly under it. Then it's lemaisa under it, as good asik. But the pole itself of the telephone pole, that you can rely on because that's minatzad. Zog the Gemara of Om Rav Chizda Tzuras HaPesach Shom Rutzicha Shtei Briya Kedei Lahamid Bo Delis. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong. It can't be flimsy. It has to be able to hold the door. Now, it has to be strong to be able to hold the door. Now, what kind of door? Zog the Gemara of Afilu Delis Shal Kashin. It has to be a oak door. It has to be a metal door. Even a door made out of straw. But it has to be strong enough to be able to hold this door. Now, this din of being Maimed Delis, Ben Yehoinison learns that this din is not just on the lechi and the lechi that has to be able to hold the door. Even the kona has to be able to hold the door, which we use a string for. A string could be a flimsy string. So the Maiz, the Rivosh, argues, and that's how we paskin, that it's only going on the sides, the lechi and the lechi. The kona lamala does not have to be able to be hold the door, not even a kash door. It could be a string. Now, it does have to be tight, and it can't blow in the wind, but it doesn't have to be machzik gedeles. That's what Rav Osh learns, not like the other Rishonim, not like the Rabbeinu Yohanan and others, and that's what we paskin like this Rav Osh. Now, the lechi that we rely on, there's a discussion in the poskim, if you have even plaster, even paint, it's a mashu, is that also considered a lechi? If it is, then how is that being maimed gedeles? You have to say, together with the wall that you're painting on, it's able to be maimed gedeles. Even though the etzim, lechi might be the paint that comes out, which is a very shvach mamoshes, but that also, that cement that's coming out, protruding, would be some type of lechi. But it's betzir of the koisel that it's on that you have to be considered that it's maimed gedeles. Zog the Gemara, Omer Shlokshim Shmuel B'Yanai Tzuras HaPesach Tzicha Heker Tzir. A Tzuras HaPesach needs a Heker Tzir, which is like a hole where they put the bolt in that the door can swing open. My Heker Tzir Omer Rav Avya Avkeso. This Avkeso. In the Hagoyso Shri, he brings, Lemaisa, we don't have a Heker Tzir in our Tzuras HaPesach. It says in the Gemara, Tzicha Heker Tzir. So we don't have it like they said, the same in the city of Navarna, they didn't have it. So just like they, that we also don't have it either. We don't require a requirement of having the physical hekatzir. Zog di gemara ashkin rav achebrei rav avi le talmidei rav ashi omalu omar ma'amidei b'tzuras haPesach. Did Rav Ashi say anything about tzuras haPesach? Meaning legabed is din that it has to be strong enough to hold the hek edeles. Like that's what Ritva explains. Did he hear anything about that it has to be strong to be hold the edeles? Or other Rishonim say to Rashba, did he say anything about Heketzir? So he told him, Omale, loy oma v'loy klum. He didn't say anything about it. Hey, Taki don't need a Heketzir. Like we said, we paskin Taki don't need a Heketzir. Zog du Gemara, Tono, Tzuras HaPesach she'omru, konamikan, the konamikan, the kona al gabein. A Tzuras HaPesach is a kona on the right, a kona on the left, and a kona on top of it. Now, interestingly enough, Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, when he says Tu'as HaPesach Dibra Maschil, Tu'as HaPesach Zag Rashi, Lechi Mikan VeLechi Mikan VeKoy Ragabein. Why does Rashi change the Lashon? The Gemara says Kon Mikan VeKon Mikan VeKon Ragabein. B'Shem the Goyin is Yedua, and every Tipas Dioy of Rashi, you can sit Shimon Akiyim. So why does Rashi change the Lashon to Lechi? So could be the Pshat is, like we said in Daf Beis, that Be'etzem, that Movi needs a Heter. The Movi needs a Tikkun. So the ultimate Tikkun is a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a Mechitza. Instead of a Tzuras HaPesach, state in the Mishnah, you can make a Lechi. Making a Lechi, that's Stam, a Tikkun of a Lechi. It's really the start, the onset of what a Tzuras HaPesach is. You can make a Lechi, or you can make a Koira. Because a Tzuras HaPesach is, Zog Rashi, a Lechi Mikan, a Lechi Mikan, a Koira Gabein. So Rashi is coming to say this Yisoid, which in Goyin Yankov is Miramis to this, that when we say that a lechi is a tikkun in the mavui, it's not stam a lechi. It's really step number one of making a Tzuras HaPesach. What's Tzuras HaPesach? About a Tzuras HaPesach is konu mikan, konu mikan, konu gabein. But Rashi midaktik bil shoynoi in the Mishnah when we're discussing the tikkun of lechi, because the Tzuras HaPesach is lechi mikan, lechi mikan, konu gabein. So mele, it's the onset, the start of Tzuras HaPesach. That is the tikkun of the mavui. Either de lechi or de koira. Which are the form? It's a formulation of how you make a Tzuras HaPesach. So even if you don't need the real Tzuras HaPesach, the real mechitza, but you need step number one of this puzzle, so to speak, of making a Tzuras HaPesach. Because after all, a Tzuras HaPesach makes it that it's not porutz; it's a Pesach. So when you have step one of making this Pesach, that makes it that it's not porutz to the Rishus HaRabim. Zog the Gemara weiter: Tzrichin liga or ain't tzrichin liga? Does the Konal Gabein have to actually touch the Lechi Mikan VeLechi Mikan? Meaning, the Konal Mikan VeKonal Mikan have to touch the Konal Gabein? Or Yain Tzichin Liga? Or it doesn't have to physically touch? Now, the Motche says that we're talking about the discussion is Yoisim Megimel Tvachim. But Gimel Tvachim Avad, it's Lovud. That's not the question. The question is Me'al Gimel, when it's not Lovud, so do we say that it's sufficient, good Asik, or not? And he brings a raya, really, we see from the Gemara later, the Gemara is going to say soon, choykekin lahashlim, by mezuzah, that you chisel out the wall as if it's not there, imaginary. So we see clearly that over there, there's no lovud. So we see we're talking above lovud. There's no lovud when something in between. Lovud is only when it's an empty airspace, not when something is in between. So from that Gemara, we see that it's a sugi of ein tzichin liga, and it's not lovud because it's behed, just something in between. So this discussion, the sugi is not lovud. The sugi is lamailami lovud. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman Omer ain't zichin liga. Why? Because good asik. You say good asik mechitza. You say good asik from the corner that it's as if it's touching the corner above. But Rav Sheish Omer zichin liga. Rav Sheish argues. He doesn't say good asik over here for some reason. Also Rav Nachman Omer uv de beresh galusa. I mean, you need this haircut. It has to be touched. Also Rav Nachman Omer uv de beresh galusa. Rav Nachman went and he went to the Reish Galusa's house. And he did a kishmaitse. He did like his shita. His shita is tzichin liga. I'm sorry, ain't tzichin liga. Rav Nachman built an erev by Reish Galusa's palace with ain't tzichin liga, without touching. Kishmaitse. Omer Rav Sheshe l'shameh. Rav Sheshe, who held tzichin liga, he told his shamish, Rav Goda, that was the name of his shamish, zil shloif shadinu. Go take down that pole and make sure the erev is not being used because it's not touching. Ozal Sholaf Shadinu, he took it down, he threw it on the floor. Ashkud of Reish Galusa, he was caught red-handed by Reish Galusa. Chavshu, they put him in jail. Ozal Rav Sheshes, come above. Rav Sheshes went to the jail cell. He stood by the doorstep. Omele, Goda Puk. Rav Goda, his name was Goda. He said, Goda, come out. Tor Nofak, he came out. Either they let him out, the Yavitz explains, because they didn't realize what Rav Sheshes sent him, but they let him out. But also, Ashkei, Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba Shmuel. So Rav Sheshe, Vosan, he came out. Nofak Vosan. Ash Rav Sheshe, Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara continues the Maaseh, Rav Sheshe met Rabbi Shmuel. Omele, Toni Ma'amidi B'Tzuras HaPesach? Did you hear anything, Mar, anything about Tzuras HaPesach? Omele, in. We learned as follows. Tanina, Kippa, if you have a Kippa, an arch, Remei Mechai B'Mezuzah, Remei says, Yechai B'Mezuzah, Chachomim Poitrin. So there's a Machloik, Remei, Chachomim, if you have a Mezuzah, not. And the Maaseh is going to be explained. The Shovin. They both agree. Shim yesh b'ragle asoga. If you have 10 tvochim from the floor till the arch, shichayeves. Everyone agrees yichayve mezuzah. Now the Gemara explains. Omer Abaya. Hakol moedim everyone agrees im gvoya asoga. if it's 10 tvachim tall, but ve'en ragleh shloisha, but before it turns 4 tvachim, you don't even have 4 tvachim after it's 3 tvachim off the ground. You don't have 4 tvachim in width. In order to be a proper door, that's chayv mezuzah, it has to be 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide. That's a minimal shear Pesach. If it doesn't turn 4, if it's not 4 anymore, it already started to arch before reaching the area of 3 tvachim off the ground, so then Evan agrees that it's nothing. You don't really have 3 tvachim off the ground, 4 wide, then avada, you're not going to say that chayv mezuzah. Even if it's 3 off the ground, it doesn't reach 10. So then no one says Yechayv Mezuzah. V'loy klum. Kiplik, what's the machlokes? B'yesh ragleh gimel. It's 3 off the ground. 3 off the ground, it's already 4 tvachim wide. And only starts to arch and become narrower than 4 after it's removed 3 tvachim off the ground. Kiplik, b'yesh ragleh gimel. U'gvoya asogah. It ends up being 10, but it's not wide 4 anymore. By the time it hits 10. After 3 tvachim off the ground, it slowly starts to arch. It's 10, but it's not 4 wide. The first 3, it's taka 4 wide. But by the 4th tefach, the 5th tefach, until the 10th tefach, it arches and it's not 4 tvachim wide. That's where the machlokes is, if chayv mezuzah or not. Yesh b'ragleh gimel, it's 3 off the ground and it's 4 wide. U'gvoy asor, and it reaches 10, but it's not 4 wide anymore. Ve'en chov abo. Ve'yesh bo lochuk lahashlima labo. But like Rashi draws a picture, the stone around it, you can really chisel out and make that archway into 4 wide. So it will be 4 wide all the way till it reaches 10. You didn't chisel out the stone, but imaginary, you can be choikik in lahashlim. Remei is sova choikik in lahashlim. Remei says you say choikik. Rabbanu Tzavi ain't choikik in lahashlim. We don't say choikik. So the Yisoy is a machlokes, do you say choikik or not? And the Ritva explains that the reason why you have to be 3 off the ground is because you have to start off with a mitzvah Pesach. Then you can say choikin on the rest. But if you don't have the mitzvah gimel tvachim off the ground, that you're 4 wide, then you can't be choikik and chisel out the rest. You have to start off with the shem Pesach of mashu. Then you can continue being choikik. So the yisoyzik machlek is you say choikin or not. Now this was the raya we said before. The Mordechai says that the whole sugi of tzichin liga or ain't tzichin liga is talking about not lovud. Because over here, we'll see soon, the Gemara wants to bring a ride from here, that ain't tzichin liga. We'll see the Gemara, zok the Gemara. So, there's a machlok, is it choykin or not? Rabbanu Tzavi, ain't choykin lahashlim. So, according to Remeya, you say choykin, and you chayv mezuzah. According to Rabbanon, you don't say choykin. So, Rav Sheish is told, who did he meet? Rabbi Bashmuel, imishkachaslu, if you meet the Reish Kalusa, don't tell him anything about this sugi of kippah that he just told me. Because from the sugi of kippah, we see clearly that you don't have to touch. I made a mistake. I told my shamash to take down the poles because they're not touching the Kone Elyon, like Rav Nachman told him to erect. Rav Sheish told the shamash to take it down. Right? Rav Nachman ovad uv de v'reish kus geshmeitze. Rav Sheish told the shamash to take it down. I see from the sugi of choykin that it doesn't have to touch. Why? Because where is the mashkef over here? It's on top of the stone. It's not where the arch is. The arch is not the mashkef. Because the arch, obviously, is not the mashkef because it's less than dalat tvachim. The mashkef has to be dalat tvachim. The arch is not the mashkef of dalat tvachim. It's less than dalat tvachim. It's above that, where you're doing the imaginary choykin. Well, that imaginary part is not touching the mezuzah on the side because there's stone in between. It's imaginary choykin, chisel away, but the mice is not touching. And Zog the Mordechai, this is the yesoid, that it's not a lovud dikadin, because here we see clearly it's not lovud, because yat shayach lovud when something is interfering in between, the stones are in between. So where then Zog the Mordechai, when we discuss the sugi of tzichin liga or ain't tzichin liga, is la mailami gimel. It's not betoch gimel, like we see from this Gemara, that it ain't tzichin liga is not a sugi of lovud, because it can't be lovud over there, because the stone is in between. So we see al kaponim that ain't tzichin liga. That's what we see from the sugi of choykin. So that's what he said. When you meet Reish Kalusa, don't tell him this halacha about choykin, because then he'll realize that when I told my shamash to take down the poles, it was really a good erev, because it doesn't have to touch. The corner doesn't have to touch. The al gabov doesn't have to touch the ones on the side. And the maaseh, that's how we paskin. We paskin the ain't tzichin liga. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah and the Daf Yud Aleph from the base.